First of all, I want to start off by just saying how much of an honor it is to be up here and how good of an opportunity this is for me. And I just really appreciate all those who are involved in getting this together. What I really want to talk about tonight was temptation. So we live in a world where it's not so easy to be a Christian. And this is not always because of persecution. And we're lucky enough to live in a great country where we can serve our God freely without anyone throwing us in prison or threatening our lives. But being a Christian is still hard, and the main reason is temptation. Temptation is all around us. It's in everything we do, from the media we consume to the places we go. There's no getting around temptation. It'll be there as long as the devil is there to tempt us. Temptation is the prelude to sin. Before we sin, we are always tempted, and temptation is a deadly weapon. No other weapon is able to appear on the outside as so good and pleasurable while simultaneously separating us from the most good and pleasurable thing imaginable, which is God. Temptation is constant, plentiful, and incredibly effective. With all these temptations pressing on us day and night, it can be easy to be overwhelmed. Satan has a way of making us see no other way, of making us think that he's our only option. But I'm here to tell you that while temptation is unavoidable, it's not unconquerable. My point hinges mainly off of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. From this, Paul teaches us two valuable lessons about temptation. First, that everyone experiences the same ones. And second, that God does not give us more temptation than we can bear and always provides a way out. We all experience similar temptations. There's not one temptation any of us have experienced that others have not experienced before. I think that our ability to share experiences and wisdom with each other is one of the reasons God made community and communication a big part of the church. Since the church's conception, we've always been commanded to spend time with each other and edify each other. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42 through 44, it talks about this a little. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers. And all came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. Through this we see that since the church first began to grow on the day of Pentecost, the believers were always closely knit, holding each other accountable and lifting each other up when they fell. Strategies like this still work today. Each one of us has unique struggles, but we all have struggles. We all have experiences we can relate to one another. And talking about these with each other can help us to overcome them together. Alone, temptation is difficult to face, but together the load is lightened. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12 talks about this a little. It says, "And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken." Solomon tells us we are stronger together, and this helps us to face our challenges. Secondly, God does not place on us more temptation than we can handle. He always provides a way out. At times, the sheer quantity of temptation constantly bombarding us can seem completely overwhelming. I believe we've all been to the point where we simply give up. We decide that we can no longer bear the temptation, and we give up and submit to it. But when we submit to temptation, it becomes easier and easier to submit to it over and over again. We fall into an endless cycle, repeating the same sins over and over like a broken record. And it's easy to let this get us down. We feel like there's no way to escape this endless cycle, but God always provides a way. In Matthew chapter 4, Jesus is led into the desert by the Spirit in order for the devil to tempt him. Verses 2 through 4 it says, "And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, 'If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.' But he answered and said, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.'" Jesus had wandered in the wilderness without eating for 40 whole days and nights. And while Jesus was God in the flesh, he still had the body of a man. So any of us can imagine how hungry he must have been after 40 days and nights without food. But Jesus still didn't let Satan persuade him. He showed us that not even the strongest physical needs imaginable are too much for God to handle. If God could deliver Jesus from this kind of temptation, what challenges could we possibly have that God can't help us overcome? Nothing is too much for God. No matter what our struggle, God always has a way for us to say no. Sin is not the only way. It's not the only option we have. The road God offers us is narrow, but it is one we must travel at all costs. Maybe you feel that you've let temptation overwhelm you. Satan has a way of deceiving us, and we end up making decisions we regret. And we all walk down the wrong road many times in our life. But because of the sacrifice Jesus made for us, it's never too late to turn around. We can always return to the narrow road. If you're here tonight and you feel you need to turn back and take the right path, please come as we stand, as we sing.